no surprise to see the market reaction in the aftermath of Wednesday's Fed decision. We had warned the balance of risk was tilted this way in our special report, and indeed, this is how things have played out. Over the past several months, we've seen a new trend in markets where investors tell the Fed what they want, and the Fed ignores investor requests. This hadn't been the case for many years in the aftermath of the financial markets crisis of 2008, but now things are different, and despite investors demanding a more accommodative, investor-friendly monetary policy outlook, the Fed has stuck to its guns, maintaining a higher-for-longer policy outlook on account of an improving growth outlook and ongoing concerns around inflation. And so yield differentials continue to lean in the U.S. dollar's favor while stocks have come under pressure. The euro has extended to multi-day lows. The pound has done the same, taking an added hit after U.K. inflation data came in softer, while the yen has broken to another yearly low against the buck despite warnings of intervention. Even Chinese markets have shrugged off China stimulus pledges with more concern around this direction in U.S. monetary policy. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar come from the BOE decision, Canada housing data, and U.S. reads in the form of initial jobless claims, the Philly Fed, and existing home sales. That's all for now.